All right, Trouble, this is day 38 of hashtag 365. And a day that I know is going to be quite challenging. It's the Brit Awards tonight in my timeline. If you're listening to this in a different timeline, then obviously it might not be the Brit Awards tonight. But in my timeline, it's the Brit Awards, so there's probably going to be some serious rosé drunk, I'd imagine, my drink of choice. People always think it's really weird that I drink rosé. It's the amount of times I've been in a bar and someone says, oh my God, Alex, you drink rosé. That's so weird. Why? I think it's weird that people don't. Why would you not drink it? It's by far and away the best alcoholic beverage on the market. Beer makes you really gassy, fills you up, makes you go to the toilet loads. Regular wine can be a little bit acidic, a bit dry for my palate. But a rosé, now we're talking. That sweet balance between refreshing and sugary and syrupy. Oh, God. This is supposed to... No, this is all wrong. Anyway, this is, hashtag 365 day 38. I'm feeling good. I have had a coffee, but it was a black coffee, not a mocha, so no sugar so far today. Thinking living primally, like the Primal Cure tells us to. I might go back and listen to that episode again, actually, the Primal Cure episode. I think it's one of those things that's quite good to keep in the front of your mind. Try to not eat processed things. You know, if it's got a label, what do they say in the book? If it's got a label on it, don't eat it. You know, if it's got like an ingredient list, don't eat it. Just have things that are natural in their natural form. I wanted to do another round of the lies we tell ourselves today. Because I've been telling myself a lie a lot recently. The lie is about fried chicken. But then I listened back to episode, volume one of the lies we told ourselves, which was on day 10. And that was also about fried chicken. So apparently I haven't learned my lesson at all. This is the lie that I've been telling myself recently, that chicken is protein, and as long as you don't have it with carbs, don't pair it with carbs, it's a really good way of getting some nourishment. But I've been eating fried chicken. So like KFC, or there's this amazing restaurant around the corner from where I'm at the moment that does the best fried chicken that comes with this like fennel and apple slaw, which I imagine is actually quite healthy. It's just shavings of fennel and apple. A bit of olive oil, a bit of salt. Absolutely delicious. In fact, that's probably almost nicer than chicken. But I'm not going to go into a restaurant and ask for a bowl of fennel and apple slaw, am I? Let's face it. Not when there's delicious, crispy fried chicken on the menu. But yeah, I had some pieces of it yesterday, and then I thought to myself, well, hang on, this is a lie. I'm lying to myself again. This isn't a healthy choice. You know, why don't I just have a salad? Chicken could have featured in the salad, but it would have been roasted or, you know, any other cooking method other than deep fat fried. But it's funny, isn't it, how you get yourself in these little cycles of like thinking that it's just food addiction. I said this last time, it's just straight up food addiction. That's what I love about doing this podcast, is I can take a step back, I can like put a separator in between me and what's going on and look at it and go, that's just straight up food addiction. You're an idiot. Obviously, you can't. Fried chicken is not healthy. That's not a healthy choice. Why are you allowing your food addiction to take you over like this? So no more fried chicken. Fried chicken, don't eat fried chicken. Reset that default. Anyway, I've got to be brisk today because this is a crazy, crazy old day. In my timeline, it's the Brit Awards tonight. So there's a lot to get prepared for. I've got a whole bunch of radio shows to do between now and then as well. So it's going to be a crazy old day, but hopefully you have a lovely day, whatever it is you're up to, or have had a lovely day if you're listening to this in the evening. It's so difficult with people's different timelines, you know? Oh, I just never know what's happening. But yeah, keep well. Watch those calories, MyFitnessPal everything, and I'll see you on the flippity flop, as Michael Scott from The Office in America would say. Yeah, great show. Arguably better than the British one. Controversial.